So, what are you afraid of? I know that sounds like a silly grade school dare. Bet you can't ride your skateboard on top of a moving semi. What are you afraid of? Bet you can't eat that bug. What are you afraid of? Right? Fraidy cat, do kids still say fraidy cat? They did when I was a kid. Some things never change. But I'm asking it today as a serious question. What do you fear? What are you afraid of? Some people would bravely say, I'm not afraid of anything, but probably everyone is in some certain situation going to feel fear. So are you afraid of spiders? Not if you're in Professor Heinz's class, I guess, but many people are. You're afraid of bats? You're afraid of tornadoes? You're afraid of spiders and bats and tornadoes? Are you afraid of injury and missing the season or missing the play or missing the school year? Are you afraid of losing somebody's love? Are you afraid of failure? Are you afraid of cancer? Are you afraid of death? If these or any other fears ever come to you, you came to the right place this morning because we have before us one of the most sparkling gems of Scripture, and it's set in one of the most golden passages of Scripture, the 23rd Psalm. Psalm tells us about Jesus. Actually, all the Psalms do. And it starts as we just sang, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And a special favorite is the fourth verse of this psalm, so special it made the cover of the worship folder this week. And it's before us this morning. Let's read verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And here's one reason why this is such a powerful favorite verse. It brings together two of the most powerful themes in all of the Bible, the theme of fear and the theme of comfort. Human nature to fear things. Maybe that's why one of the strongest themes running through the entire Bible deals with our fear. The word translated as fear in the sense of being afraid appears in nearly every book of the Bible, more than well over 100 times, and the word translated afraid another 216 times. And the repeated message from God in all of these cases is, fear not. Don't be afraid. Want a sampling? Genesis 26, "And the Lord appeared to Isaac the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. Deuteronomy 31, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Isaiah 41, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." And so on throughout the whole Old Testament. And then the words of our Lord himself in Luke 12, he says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And again in John 14, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And don't forget the message of the angels. On Jesus' birthday, in Luke 2, we read, "The angels said to the shepherds, fear not, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And the angels again on Jesus' resurrection day. In Matthew 28, we read, "The angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. If there's any lesson we should draw from scriptures, in addition to how Jesus came to be our Savior, it's this one. Don't be afraid of anything. For as we read here, our good shepherd, Jesus, keeps us safe always in life and in death. Wait, did I say also in death? Isn't death the greatest evil? Isn't it sensible to be afraid of death? For others, maybe, but for Christians, no. Not for those who confidently follow their good shepherd, even through the valley of the shadow of death. Even there, we will fear no evil, for our Lord guides us with his rod and his staff, the protecting and sustaining power of his word and of the sacraments, convincing us, as he did St. Paul, of this powerful truth: for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. It's gain. What, after all, makes death so scary? It's the innate human awareness that death is a punishment for sin, that death brings us to an accounting where we stand before a holy and righteous God, blotchy and putrid because of our sins and offenses against him, deserving eternal punishment. That's what makes death something to fear. But remember what Christ has made of death. The Lord says, the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And by his dying, to pay for all of our sins, we who believe in him can stand before God clothed in Jesus' own holiness. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He has taken from death its power over us. O death, where is your sting? Death now is just a mask. Maybe a scary mask. Only the frightful appearance is left, no substance. Luther said death is a dead snake. Yeah, it's still ugly. It may even be scary, but it has no power. It has no power. It's our Lord who has the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And does our Lord protect us only from little fears, from spiders and bats? Does he protect us only if things don't get too bad? No, he protects us against the worst. He protects us in the valley of the shadow of death. He himself went into the worst. He went into death. He went into hell so that we would never have to. And so we can say with the inspired writer, St. Paul, to the Romans, for if we live, we live unto the Lord. And if we die, we die unto the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And he goes on to say, for to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. And isn't that the second great biblical theme in this verse? There is the comfort. We heard it again in chapel yesterday. God said to Isaiah, comfort. Comfort, my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, the promises of your holy word and your holy sacraments, they comfort me. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, out of your fatherly goodness, you have been mindful of us poor, miserable sinners, and have given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. We humbly ask you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him, and trusting in him, put away every fear, seek help and comfort in him, from our hearts obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Depart in peace.